Oh, we are back for the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
It is, and glad to have him on board. As always, Jeremy and his whole crew are great.
They love it when this weather starts to change.
Yeah, they do.
Makes it easier to work outside, which he does a lot of.
In Ichabod, I mean, Jeremy is... I was like, dude, you need some sun, buddy. And he goes, I know.
Yeah.
He's so honest about it. He's so pale white, and that white beard drives me crazy. But what a great guy, and what a craftsman. You know, when you find people that are true craftsmen, you stick with them. And he gets so much repeat business because people have him do one part of their house and another part. And Jake's going to have him build a garage here real quick for us. And lots of things going on. But Jeremy is outstanding. It's Reliable Enterprises. Their phone number is 810-429-6957. You can link to them again right there on the website, thegss.com. They're right there. Click on them. They'll take you right to them. If you like them on Facebook, if you send him any messages on Facebook, he immediately has that response on his Facebook that says, we'll be glad to get back with you. Just click here, and it'll give you a call. So, get your work lined up, though. If you want that deck done this summer and you want to enjoy your house more, get Jeremy out there to do it. Roofing, siding, he does everything. The guy does everything. Just phenomenal work, though.
And really specializes in decks. Incredible decks. Yep. They do patios.
Just build himself a beautiful man cave. I mean, pole barn.
Oh, yeah.
It is nice, man.
Electrified?
Big time. It's got all the bells and whistles. I'm very proud of his barn. I drive by it all the time. I see it through the woods. I'm like, won't be long. It'll be covered with leaves. But it's like, oh man, I got to get in there and check that barn out, see what he did. And I always look at stuff like that and wonder what I would have done different. But I don't do that very much with Jeremy. I always look at it and go, that's a great
idea. Wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. He's brilliant. So, and tell him I said that. That'll make him feel good. So he knows it. Now we're good friends. Now, I've had several discussions this week. After our discussion last week about getting your micro compact 9mm, I've had so many people call me and talk to me about this. One of my real dear friends, Robert, and he helps me a lot with our foundation and stuff. And
yep.
Robert is, he carries all the time. He carries a shield, a Smith & Wesson shield. Nice gun, loves it. Never leaves home without it. You know what I mean? He's a very competent carrier. And he said, after listening to your show last week, I think I need more capacity. and he says, I travel to Detroit a lot, and I just think that I need to have higher capacity gun, because his shield carries like 8 or 9 rounds. And I said, you know, I get it. I understand it completely. And he says, I know you like your Glocks. I said, well, yeah, but even the Glock I carry most of the time only holds 10, and I bought the shield magazines that let it hold 15 so that I have 15 rounds in there. And so we had a good discussion about it, and I said, you know what? I said, let's go meet at Williams Gun Sight. We're going to go through the guns. I said, but the Smith & Wesson makes the Shield X now that is a higher capacity. I think it's 14 rounds, but it's the same gun. I said, so you'll basically be having the same top with a different bottom. In other words, the grip is different, but the gun is the same. And you'll be very ergonomically aware of this gun because it's just like your other one. And he says, boy, that's I never would have thought of that. And he says, I was trying to find a different brand. I said, you don't have to. I said, you're welcome to. If you want to, he goes, well, I heard you talking so much about the SIGs. I said, yeah, that SIG Sauer P365X is amazing. Or the Macro. These are beautiful guns. But they're in that $600, $700, $800, $900 range. They go up and they go over 1,000. They have that rose one that's rose gold and it's beautiful. You know, it's a ladies' gun, or a trans gun, I guess I could say. But anyways, I wouldn't go there. But they are beautiful guns. They're very elegant looking, and but the 365 macros and the X's are beautiful. There's several guns in that size. The Hellcat. All these guns are great guns, but I promised him a trip to Williams. So I'm sorry, honey. I'll have to take somebody else to Williams, you know? I spent some good quality time the other day with Jake. Sunday we went.
Okay.
And He says he was just out of his mind bored, and I said, let's get you out of the house.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? I said, it's a day that ends in Y. Let's go to Williams Gun Sight Company. So
I know this little place.
We went and had a great time.
With 25,000 square foot showroom.
Yeah, it's, you know, he actually, they're going to need an Amigo for him there because he's not walking very good right now, but he's in total kidney failure right now. So we're trying to just keep his spirits up. So now these micro compacts, and we did look at some of those, and we looked at the whole Dan Wesson line and stuff, and great stuff. But but with these recent terror attacks, I would say this week I've gotten six calls from people, six or seven, very similar to Robert's call, saying, I want higher capacity. I want to carry more. I want to, you know, I'm going to put my 38 special five shot revolver away, and I'm going to get something that holds 15 rounds. And I understand that. And a lot of you are busy trying to arm yourselves, and it's very clear because the lines we saw at Williams on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I was shocked. And I'm listening. You know, I'm standing at the counter. I'm being, you know, I'm just being the fly on the wall listening. And Dan, the amount of people that were there buying their first gun, I must have heard it four or five times along the handgun counter. And they're walking through the process, and they're just gently, you know, no high pressure sales. You know, these are not high pressure salesmen.
And this is a great place for you to go if you're in this situation, because there's such great experts, and they will walk you through the whole process.
And the nice thing was they said, why don't we go over here to the rental and you go in the range and shoot one to make sure you'll like it.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to see anybody buy a gun that they can't shoot or are uncomfortable with it.
Yep.
And that's quality time right there. And that's the beauty of going to a gun range like that, that can show you what's available, what's on the market, how much it's going to cost, and if you like to shoot it. So, now, with your personal defense guns, those are the biggest sellers right now. I've asked them at the gun shops, and they just are selling like hotcakes right now. People are upgrading. They're bringing in their older models, like Robert wants to bring his 9-shot in and get a 15-shot. And so this is what I'm seeing. And then all the legislation I keep hearing about is limit to 10, you know? Well, that's not what America wants. And it's very clear. So higher capacity, and people ask me too. Another question was, why the 9mm, John? You never used to be real. You used to always talk about 10s and 45s. Yeah, but 10s and 45s are big guns. The recoil can be hard to handle, and there's a place for them. I like to deer hunt with a 10mm. I like to shoot paper with a 45. But for personal and home defense, I usually use a 9 or a 10. I seldom use a 45. Now, what does that mean? What it means is there's reasons behind it, you know, because I try to make educated decisions. So let's look at why these things are so important. It's because capacity's higher, you have more ammo, you have less recoil, and you've got performance with really good ammo right now that can make a big difference on how much
stopping power,
penetration, stopping power. It's not
how far your bullet goes.
How far your bullet goes into the target, you know, and will it go through the target? Well, if somebody's got a Carhartt on and they're in your living room and they're trying to attack you, it's going to take more than one or two bullets to stop that person, you know, especially if they're agitated or drugged up. So, and another reason why the 9mm is availability of the ammo. It's available in every store. I mean, you go to Gilroy's Hardware Store and they got it. You know, or your local Do-It Center, they'll have it. Kmart, Walmart, they all said, not Kmart. Kmart's gone, but all these stores have it. And of course, every gun shop has a plethora of it to choose from. And be careful what you buy. If you're just buying full metal jackets, it doesn't give you stopping power. It gives you over penetration. So the bullet can go pass right through, go through the drywall wall, and go into the kid's bedroom. So you don't want that to happen. So remember, it's very important to choose the right bullets. Now, another question I've had asked twice this past week. What do Navy SEALs carry? Now, that is an off-the-wall question, but it's like, it must be top of mind. Well, what do Navy SEALs carry? And it's like, well, that's what I want to get. And it's like, okay, if that was how it was put to me. I said, so, and did some research. Primarily, They use Sig Sauer P226s, which is a heck of a gun. They are beautiful. They're very reliable, and they are just darn near flawless. Is designated as the MK25. Neat gun, very cool. If you can get a Legion, all the better. That's the upgrade in the Sig series. It's got more bells and whistles, night sights, everything. So, and they are optics ready. But they also, these guys, the SEALs, have an option. They can also get Glock 19s. That's designated the MK27, the Mark 27. Now, it's smaller, lighter, easier to maintain because it is, you can literally put it in the dishwasher to clean it. And so either one are great. I don't own a Sig 226. I never have, although I do admire them. I can, and it's up to you. I can literally go buy two Glock 19s for the price of one Sig 226. But money's not everything. If you want that 226, go get one. So we've got lots more guns we could talk about. I could talk about this for days. Can we get another hour on the radio today or no?
No.
No, okay.
Well, I give you one next week, same time, same place.
Okay, that'll work. Well, we got more show. We got another segment to do. But
we're not done yet.
Another gun we don't talk about much is CZ Shadow. What a gun. Oh, my gosh. Every time I hold one, I'm like, oh, I got to buy this. And I always put it back and... I'm a good boy.
At some point, he's going to, though.
I will.
It's in his future.
When the time is right and I'm there to trade a couple guns in and get one, I might get one.
Looking out over the horizon, I see one.
Yeah, it's coming.
Not far away,
John. It's out there. It's almost
close.
It's like
you can almost touch it.
It's that par 3 hole. I might be able to get it in one shot, but it'll probably take a layaway to make that happen.
We're getting out of here. We're coming back, though. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back after this.
Good.